Welcome, citizens. I'm your host, Allie Grauer, and this is Warda. Warda is a production of Whimsy and Artifice. That's me and Drew. If you haven't already, visit welcometowarda.com to explore on your own. This audio episode of Warda Curiosities is pulled from the weekly live stream we host on the One Shot Podcast Network's Twitch stream. The One Shot Podcast Network is home to many fantastic podcasts and live stream shenanigans, including the One Shot Podcast, Campaign, Adventure, Backstory, and more. Coming up soon is a brand new epic season of The Dungeon Dome, a competitive, narrative D&D actual play with One Shot's James D'Amato at the helm. Don't miss it. Not in the least because Drew and I are both involved. Check it all out at oneshotpodcast.com and tune in on Tuesday nights to the Warda Curiosities live stream on twitch.tv/oneshotrpg. But that's enough of the talking. Sit back and enjoy this episode of Warda Curiosities.
So the door opens, and in walks a fairy woman, and she's got a bowler hat on, she's wearing suspenders, and she's got, strikes in this world. In this world, there are things called strikes. There's a crop strike, which is about this big, there's a rod strike, which is about this big, and there's a staff strike, which is like about the size of this table. And those are basically magic wands. In this world. So a crop strike is like a Nightwing baton stick, and they can cast spells out of them. So they fight with them, you can like hit people with them, but they also like cast a fire spells and do all that stuff. Words of Warda wisdom. So we're here with a Warda wisdom. A rod strike is like a cane, and they can cast spells out of those. And sometimes spells are connected by rings on them, so you can like turn a ring and do a different spell on it, or on one end and the other. This lady comes in with a rod strike like over her shoulders, and she walks in. So she's a fairy with fiery red hair. And she walks in and goes, I'm looking for Chet Stalkington. Anybody here know a Chet Stalkington?
And I do.
She's like, who said that?
I'll fly up to her. I do.
What's your name, love?
My name is Tippin. I'm his pixie.
Oh, you're a pixie with a name. I thought it was being ironic there.
No, it's in fashion now.
Is it?
Read the Witching Hour. Pixie names matter.
She goes, all right then. So tell me, love, where's Chet?
He just stepped out. I was sent back to pay his bill.
She looks at you and goes, I don't believe you. I can smell him in here.
He did drink a lot.
She's like, all right then. And she moves around you and walks in and she goes, hey, turn that music off. And so, like, the band stops and they, like, turn the machine. So they reach over and they turn off a machine and the band is still playing and they're like.
Where is Chet right now?
Chet is.
We were sitting and he scooted out.
And he's in the middle of the floor with Embalar. Oh, and Embalar has just burned that. And so she's like walking over, she's like, Chet Stalkington, anybody here know Chet Stalkington?
Can I run up and open my compact and like grab him with the compact and like take him behind and like put him somewhere else?
Roll me a mechanic.
One.
A one. All right. Hit him on the head. You go over there, and he's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What's going on?" And she looks over, and what's her name? Chat, give me her name, of this fiery red-haired, suspended beauty. What's it? Hot suspender babe.
Death Star Dance is about to be like, yes!
Death Star Dance.
But she walks in, and as she walks in, she's followed by similarly dressed fairies. There are four of them behind her that walk in. And the moment they all walk in, like, the music stops. Oh.
I do like Esmeralda, though.
Esmeralda, yeah.
I like Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. I'm going to go with Esmeralda. She goes, my name's Esmeralda Page. And as you all know, there's a certain layabout in here named Chet Stalkington who stooped my girl Yashara. So, I'm here to settle the score. Chet, and she's like tapping on the table as she walks. Chet Stalkington, where are you? I'm gonna see if she notices him.
Because he's right, but she's right by me, so I can't create a diversion. I wanted to create a diversion, but he's right
in front of me. I want to spill a drink and break a glass as she's looking around. Just something to distract her.
Yeah, roll me, what would that be?
I just want to knock a glass
over. All right, roll a...
Luck?
Yeah, roll luck.
Neutral luck.
I mean, you do. I mean, you just break a glass. It's if she notices it, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that she does. So you break it, and she goes... And she looks over to where, to the bar where that happened.
And then as soon as that happens, sorry. All right, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I just want to not be noticed as the one that put it over. So I just want to use my, just stealth my way.
All right, roll
to
stealth.
Something.
See if she notices.
Still a one? One.
All right. She so you do that. She looks over and she goes, what was that pixie doing? Hey, he's in here! And I think at that point...
Yeah. I want to show...
Yeah, they don't. That guy doesn't. That guy does. One of them goes, oi, boss, over there!
All right, so I'm going to immediately stand up and I'm going to shove him behind me into the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And be like...
He goes, what are you doing, sir?
I was like, shut up, Chet.
She walks over and she goes, oh, you're not Chet Stalkington. Where is he?
Trust me, I'd tell you where that little C scale is any day. I saw him go in the back over literally 2 seconds ago. It was some muttering about something, having to pay some dumb debt. I think he's left it behind a stupid pixie.
Can I walk up, Monolith, and join you and say, I might know a Chet Stalkington.
Oh, you would, you harlot!
If you can tell me why you want him.
As he looks at you and she looks you up and down and goes, all right there, love. What are you looking for?
I am looking for information from you.
Oh.
Why do you need this Chet Stalkington, whom I may or may not know?
Oh, it's vengeance, love.
Really? How intriguing. For what?
I said.
Oh, you did say.
He stooped my girl. And you don't. Oh, here's the thing. Let's do a word of wisdom real quick. Word of wisdom, in this world, there are things called dueling clubs. Think of it like 1920s Hong Kong, where on every street corner, there was a different martial arts master. Ezzy runs a dueling club. Tell me, what's the name of her dueling club in the chat? She's like, besides, he's made aspirations of a unfortunate nature at our club. It's a matter of honor, love.
That makes sense. Does she see... Does she know? I'm going to lean over to you. Does she know about Yashara? Does she know that...
She's going to listen. Hold on.
Or I'll just...
She's like, what do you mean? What's happened?
Oh, everyone's heard already.
Ever heard what?
Yashara's dead.
You bite your tongue. You bought your tongue right now, you sparker. And she, like, heads over to you.
What race is she?
She's a fairy.
She's a fairy. That's right. Yeah, you said that.
And she, like, she immediately takes that rod crop and she, like, flips it around and she, like, comes towards you. And I think that's a great place to take a break.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
How about now? That's cool. That's cool. Can you hear us now?
We just continually.
That's fine. Can you hear us now?
Can't hear.
Oh, no.
Good.
Woo! Okay. There we go. Audio's back. All right. So we got about 4 minutes left. Do you guys have any questions? And we'll be happy to do a word of wisdom for you.
Everyone's so excited.
Well, they're on a delay.
I had somebody ask about the brownies.
Yeah. Yes. So what do you guys want to know about brownies?
Brownies tend to be...
Oh, I want to hear about characters.
Brownies are kind of like the hobbits of this world. They're on the much smaller side compared to the regular elemental types and the fairies. They're much shorter. They're like halflings or hobbits in this world. They're round.
They got rodent-like
faces. Hospitable. Yeah, they have kind of like a rodent-like feature about them.
Some of them have big ears.
Yeah, some of them are more like rabbits, or some of them are more like mice, and they're very generous and good-natured people.
What kind of jobs do they do?
They're healers, caretakers of some kind. No, they're not evil. I was going to say, no, none of them are evil, but that's not true.
I mean, the thing is, I'm sure you're going to find bad people no matter what they are. Mm-hmm. There's no one thing where it's like, well, the fairies are good and the Ifriti are bad. That's not the way it goes. There's bad people in all races, and there's good people in all races.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can find a brownie who's evil. Ratter.
Oh, yeah, Ratter Korg.
Ratter Korg.
In our first test game, Winds of Change, the party met a brownie who was kind of a dirtbag, and his name was Ratter Korg. So
that's a good question. Is there a guild that's specifically in charge of regulating booze? Or just a bunch of different companies, makers, that report the agricultural
They are world. All different companies and makers constantly working to one-up each other. Because the alcohol tolerance of this city is massive.
Yeah.
especially because of the magical properties and the magical display and the magical elements that go into the booze that the citizens of Avangrad drink.
But if you're wondering about the process, what's going to happen is that there's a company and they need to go to the agricultural guild,
mm-hmm.
buy the stock from them, mm-hmm. and then make their booze, and then go to the commerce guild to have it distributed.
Yes.
So there's a lot of that in between where this one guild is working with this guild and this guild, and it goes all the way around.
Yep.
Any creatures in water mischievous in nature?
Johnny
are pretty mischievous.
Gobbins on occasion.
On occasion. I mean, the brownies can be mischievous and fairies can be mischievous. We wanted to get away from stereotyping people.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to get away from, we wanted to take note of traditional representations of fae and fairy creatures. We wanted to take note of them, but we wanted them to become more complex and more realistic, I guess.
That's 100% true. These characters are mischievous by nature, so.
Yeah, they are. And pixies definitely are on the mischievous side, but they're also super efficient. So they have to like balance that constantly. The desire to have fun and the desire to get work done really, really fast.
Now,
if you put them together.
Yeah. If you guys are interested, we could continue on with questions for a good long time, but we're gonna get back to the game. But if you have questions, feel free to put them where, Allie? Like, if people have questions, they should probably join the Patreon?
Yeah, you can join the Patreon. There's also a contact sheet on the website. So the website is welcometowarda.com, and I'll put that link in the chat again. There, on the main menu of every page, there's a contact page. And if you go there, you can submit a form real quick and send us a note. Stuff you're thinking about.
I'd love to answer questions at the top of the game.
Yeah, if you want to write to us, stuff you're thinking about, stuff you've got questions about, we'd love to hear it. You can contact us through there.
All right. So let's get back to it. So Ezzy has walked right up to you, and she's like, "You keep your mouth shut, love."
I have my staff strike out, and
she goes, "Oh, what do we have here?"
Nothing. Just a. Way to just remind you that it's fact. It did happen, regardless of how. What kind is she again?
Oh, she's a fairy.
Just a fairy. Regardless of how butthurt you get about it. She's dead. She turned to stone. I'm not the only one who knows. She ate the Laguna fruit, turned to stone. Dead.
So as he turns around and she disintegrates a table with her rod strike, like she just points at it and it pretty much explodes in a shower of sparks. Mm-hmm. And she turns around and goes, "Where's Chet? You tell me where he is right now."
"Why, do you think he did it?"
"Maybe. Maybe he did, love. Maybe he didn't."
"Well, I can tell you for a fact he wasn't, because I was there earlier tonight."
"Well, maybe it's you then."
"I didn't even know her. I didn't kill her. I'm actually trying to find out who did."
"Well."
"Which," and I jump in between both of them, "is something that maybe you could help us with."
"All right. Well, hold on. "You got a minute, love?" And she, like, she turns around and goes, "Go back to your drinks and back to your dancing. You come over here. Not you. Just her."
I nod at Tippin to come with me.
Tippin's coming.
So you guys go sit down. What are you doing, Embalar?
I'm going to sit back down in the booth with
Chet. Chet's coming back up and he goes, "What the devil's happened? What's going on?"
"Sit down. Shut up. I'm here to make sure you don't die."
I thought you were the ruffian who you did with the lady and...
"All a ruse, but right now we're going to have to drop that because someone here is trying to kill you. So sit down, be quiet, and I'll make sure you get out of this safe. I'm a warden with a hand and eye, and I'm here to make sure you're okay."
"I want to see your badge."
"Show it."
"That's a badge."
"Yeah, it is."
"All right, then. All right. He, like, goes and lays back down.
what do you...
Now that I know what's happening,
I want to interrogate him. I want to ask him some questions.
Okay. So we're going to have you first ask him some questions. Roll me, just start asking him questions. I'll see what he can give you. Okay.
All right. So I ever heard you were dating Yashara. Were you there tonight?
I was telling your,
I'm not dating her.
You're not?
No.
Really?
No, she's a friend.
Really? I was going to go. I sent her flowers and chocolates and wonderful things. And then I heard that she had turned to stone. And so I went and I couldn't do it. So I came here. Devil knows why.
Do you know anyone who would want to kill her? Did she have any enemies?
That Morris Trollope, of course.
Morris Trollope? Who is that?
No, her name was Isley Morris. She was the, you know, the ingenue.
Oh, Isley Morris. Okay, yes.
And I mean, I didn't want to hurt her. I was terribly upset, though. Terribly upset.
Of course.
She threw me to the wind. It was for some other someone.
Okay.
Might have been that Izzy thing.
Tell me. When was the last time you spoke to her before the event tonight, the gala?
Well, let's see. It was about 2 weeks ago. She wrote me that letter. I saw her the week before.
And there's no correspondence after the letter?
Well, I went and saw her mother.
Your mother? Who is your mother?
Not my mother, her mother.
Oh, who is her mother?
Renyi. It's R-E-N-Y-I.
Renyi, her mother.
Yes.
Did she have a good relationship with her mother?
Very much. They spoke about everything.
Yes, and what did Renyi tell you?
Well, we had tea. It was a good tea. It was very nice. And we talked, and she said it was probably for the best. I begged her, I pled with her that to let me at least speak in my behalf. I could elevate her station. I could do whatever. But she said that not to worry about it, and that Yashara was dangerous, and that I should go away.
Dangerous how?
I don't know. She just said she was dangerous, that bad things happen to people that are around her. I didn't understand it.
How did you meet Yashara?
Well, so it was a lovely third spring, and I was in the park, One of the water parks, actually. I was out swimming about. And Yashara comes in. She's wearing this beautiful, beautiful bathing suit. And her and that Ezzy one, they were there together, and she was wearing this scandalous thing, barely covered anything. And they were there at the water park, and they splashed about a bit, and she knocked into me. And she dropped her parasol, and I reached out, and I picked it up. And I said, "Madam, this is yours, I do believe." She took it, and she smiled at me, and she winked. She actually winked. And I recognized her immediately. I'm a great fan of the opera. And I said, this is yours. And I expected no more, of course. She's very busy, I'm sure. But she took it, and she said, "Thank you very much. You're quite the gentleman." And she flashed her angles at me. And
did she?
She did. She did. It was very nice. And I'm terribly sorry. But she said to come and join them. And I did. And I spent the rest of the day with them. We had strawberry ice. And we had cool lemonade. It was wonderful, wonderful.
So what I'm getting, it was a good time.
I'm terribly sorry. I met her there, and we spoke. She kissed me on the cheek.
And then you presumed to enter a relationship.
Yes, yes.
And then you began the relationship.
Oh, yes,
and it broke up about 6 months.
I screwed her royally, yes.
Yes. Chet. Well said, Chet. And then you she broke up with you about 6 months ago, last course.
Oh, no. We were together for 6 months. About 2 weeks ago, she wrote me the letter. And like I said, I tried desperately to get back with her. But
Tell me, have you spoken to Isley Morris recently?
No. Ugh. She's awful.
Tell me, how?
She can't carry a note. She can't even sing Aardva.
You can't even sing Aardva.
Aardva.
No, more like around, like, oh yeah, perfect. Yeah, there we go.
Like on the fingers.
You know, Aardva. Yeah. The composer, Aardva.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Very simple.
Actually, I would know Aardva. Yes. Yeah. Aardva. Yes. Fantastic.
Yes. So.
So this is a drawing of the badge.
Drawing of the badge.
Per request.
Here.
Oh, per request. I'll put it right side up.
So, yes, of course. Yes. Of what we were saying.
And you were saying that you think that she would kill Yashara?
I don't know about that. I mean, she's an awful little spider, but I don't think she'd kill anyone. I mean, I don't think she could. I mean, it'd have to be poison or such. I don't think she could do it on her own, I suppose. Oh, anyway, that's all I know, I suppose.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to bring you in for some questioning down at the...
Oh, no, I can't do that. I can't go down to a warden office. I can't be seen. My mother would have a fit.
Well, then we'll put you in a... We'll change your vest.
Sir, this vest was given to me by Lutotto Serene himself.
Oh, by Lutotto Serene himself, you say?
Yes, of course.
When was the last time you spoke to Lutotto Serene?
Oh, about a week ago, I suppose. My family does business for him.
Interesting.
Is we sell citrus.
You sell citrus?
Yes, our family...
Stockington citrus. Of these Stockington citrus.
Yes, Stockington citrus, yes.
Interesting. Tell me.
Wait. You said you're inquisitive, correct?
I am.
So what's going on with the tropical fruit gangs? Is there anything with that?
It's
on everyone's mind.
I'm not at liberty to comment anything about the slew of fruit gangs coming out. We're handling it. I would just say don't travel in groups at night, especially when carrying apples.
Sound advice.
Yes, indeed. You know, as they say, an apple a day keeps the apple gangs away.
Yes, of course.
What they say.
But yes.
So tell me more about your interaction with Lutato Serene.
Well, he's tickling my family's boss. My father. We're in charge of, like I said, citrus.
And how long have you been employed with Lutato?
Oh, it's generations, sir.
Generations.
It goes back. You know, it's not really. You don't really get into citrus. You're more born into the citrus. Mm-hmm.
What did you discuss with Lutato?
Oh, well, I thought it was very strange, actually. Mm-hmm. You usually call my father. He's in charge. Mm-hmm. He calls me in.
Yes.
We had a very interesting chat about limes and the growth of limes and what was happening with them. And then, after we spoke for quite a while about the limes, he gave me this vest. And he said to keep it. He thought it looked very nice on me. I mean,
is it odd for him to give gifts?
Well, I'm not sure I could question Lutato Serene.
Oh, of course, but in your experience, has your father ever received a gift of such fine caliber?
I suppose on holiday.
So it's a special occasion.
Maybe a special occasion. I thought it was strange, you know.
Mm. Might I? Okay, I want to roll something. I want to roll an arcanic into that vest.
Okay, go for it.
That is a 3.
All right, what are you looking for particularly?
I want to see if there's some sort of enchantment on the vest. Some sort of, like, listening spell, some sort of...
Oh, yeah, like, okay. So you get a quick glance at it, and you do catch that there is a listening spell.
Progress! is happening in water tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh.
The game is afoot. Oh, no, it's the game is a hand and eye.
Genius. He goes,
table flip.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes, sorry, I just...
Wait, how drunk is Eberlar at this point still?
I only had one.
I don't feel like Emmy gets too drunk. He likes to keep his wits.
He's that guy.
Not since the incident of 3 springs ago.
Good lord.
So, he's like, anyway, you said you were going to get me out of here, so I don't know.
Yes.
I'm sure if Ezzy sees me, she'll, you know, she caught us once. It was terribly awkward.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. I don't know what to do. I'm torn.
Well, let's take a moment, then we'll jump over to these guys.
Yeah, torn. Okay.
So, Ezzy's sitting down, she's like, all right, love, what do you want?
You seem a bit fired up.
Oh, I'm love.
So, can we agree on the facts that Yashara is, in fact, passed on?
I won't say anything until I see it with my own eyes, all right?
Well, you see...
That's the word of that bloke over there.
Who?
Him, the Sparker over there in the corner.
Sparker, yes. Well, he happened to...
Tosh, that Sparker.
He is actually trying to figure out who killed Yashara. So...
Is he a blooming warden?
Maybe.
Is he? No, I'm Ezzy, but is he?
Why do you want to know that?
Well, if he's a...
Is this a gang here? You're a little worried about the police?
Oh, we are not a gang, miss.
Like a gang.
We're not a gang. Look.
If...
Look, sweet cheeks. We're not a gang, all right? We are a legitimate... She, like, reaches into her pocket. She pulls out this... This is our club charter, all right then?
Every gang has a club charter.
Oh,
that's
look,
not fooling anyone.
We are a club. Mm-hmm. We are a legitimate club. Mm-hmm. We are called the Pelsmel. The Pelmels. Yes, that's better.
You seem unsure about which one is it. Which one?
It's a Pelmels.
A very convincing charter indeed.
All right, we're not a gang, all right? We're a legitimate dueling club.
Legitimate dueling club.
It's legit.
That's an oxymoron. Anyway, so, it would, I feel, benefit you, as well as my esteemed colleague over here, if you would give us information about Yashara and your relationship, and perhaps maybe you would know someone who would want to harm Yashara.
Well, that's all good and well, but what are you going to give me, love? Oh, you seem to be a girl who knows the ways around
Chet Stockington.
Oh, you want... Very well, then. You can give me Chet Stockington. I'll give you whatever you like.
Oh, really? All right. Well,
Yeah, anything. Information, bit of a tickle, anything you like.
I'm sure you would, ma'am. How long have you been seeing Yashara?
All right, Anne. I've known Yashara for the past maybe 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on again, off again. We have a bit of fun here and there, but I don't know. It's past time.
10 years, that's a very long time. On and off again, 10 years, where did you meet?
Well, she came into my my club.
Before she was famous?
Well, I mean, she was up and coming, as it was. Mm-hmm. So about 10 years ago, she shows up to my club, and she wants to learn a bit, you know, a bit of the road strike.
Oh, right, yes, of course.
So, you know, I teach her a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, hot and heavy, we're fighting, sparring back and forth. You get close and you either want to, you know, kiss him or punch him.
It's so confusing.
It really is, yeah.
In full disclosure here, what was the name again? Ezrelda?
You just call me Ezzy, like.
Ezzy, of course. This is my pixie, and,
Oh, it's that pixie. He's yours, then.
Well, he's his own, but we're...
A team.
A team.
A team.
So...
I ain't never heard such a thing, but all right.
Offer. Do you have any questions, Tip?
No.
No, he doesn't have any questions. But do you know anyone who would want to kill Yashara? 10 years is a long time.
You want to take your pick?
Everyone.
Everyone wants to kill her.
Why?
Well, she's a right bitch.
That doesn't seem like
she
a
sleeps.
Good reason
look,
for
look,
it.
Look, 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 look. I understand that what I had with Yashara wasn't love. It was just fun. I understand that.
Who's the strongest person that could want to kill Yashara magically?
You mean just like today? If I was to pick someone?
If you were to pick someone that made Yashara, that like Yashara pissed off and he or she were magically powerful?
All right. All right. You promised me Chet, right? You promised me Chet.
I did.
Look, you got to shake my hand and tell me, you promised me Chet Stockington and I will tell you the latest rumor about Yashara.
All right.
We promise him Chet.
Chet Stockington. I want him.
Yes, you do. And I will give him to you.
All right then.
Ma'am.
When
I have all the information I want.
All right then.
I'll make sure he stays.
Only when I have all the information I want.
I'll make sure he stays here.
All right then. So here's the rumor. Like I said, me and Yashara, 10 years, on and off.
It's a long time.
Oh, yeah, but it's nice, right? We had fun. And now look, she's important to me, all right?
Okay.
I guess she was then. But the rumor's been going around. She's got herself mixed up with some big bloke, someone big. And rumors going around about who it could possibly be. And I heard a rumor, this is just a rumor, mind you, but it's a big one. If it's true, then there's a lot going on. It's one of the reasons why I want to get Chet over here. He's a blabbermouth, he is. Anything he hears, he'll go off. And also, I'd like to hit him.
That's nice.
For taking Yashara away. Mm. Well, it's all right. The main rumor I hear is that Yashara got herself mixed up with Lutato Serene.
Mixed up how?
Well, mixed up.
Oh, so she really
she does that exact hand gesture.
That hand gesture.
She
goes,
well, she gets mixed up.
Oh my gosh.
So why aren't you after Lutato Serene?
I can't do anything about Lutato Serene.
You just pick on poor Chet. Why specifically Chet?
Like I said, he's a blabbermouth.
And so you're worried that he might tell someone...
That she might be stooping Lutato Serene.
Okay. But it's already a rumor.
It's a rumor, yeah, but it's not one that's widely known.
Okay. Interesting.
But like I said, it's just a rumor. And there's nothing I can do about it. And if she wants to go off with Lutato Serene, well, more power to her.
So, like, Lutato Serene might have killed her?
Maybe. I mean, If Lutelda Serene wants somebody dead, he's dead. That's just the way it goes.
All right. Well.
I mean, goodness, his security kills off enough people, I know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of people? Like.
Oh, anybody stands in the way?
Anybody who stands in the way.
Chet.
Like Chet Stockington.
No, no, not Chet. He works in Citrus. That's a high-powered thing. But if anyone wants to try to cut in on citrus, or fruit, or potatoes, or corn...
The security of House Serene will just... gone?
If Lutato wants it, yeah.
Lutato hasn't been around. Do you know anything about his whereabouts?
No. He's probably off, you know, fending Yashara.
She's...
I know she's dead now, but before that... I don't know where he is tonight. Who knows where he could be tonight?
Do you have any other information? Anything that you think might be relevant? Do you know how she died?
No.
She ate a fruit that turned her to stone.
Well, ain't that mighty suspicious then?
That is mighty suspicious.
All right, all right. If you, look. If you want truth, you want absolute truth.
Absolute truth.
You go find her mum.
Yashara's mum.
Yeah. Renye.
Okay.
If anybody knows anything, it's going to be Renye.
Makes sense.
I go talk to her myself, but she told me never to come back. Mm. And you know, Renya, she's a tough whistler. A Johnny.
Let's go see Renya. My pixie here, he loves.
Oi. Chet, where is he?
Chet.
Is he
I'll
in
go
here?
Find
well,
him.
Is he in here?
He is in here.
Oh,
I'll
he
go
is.
Find him.
And she stands up and she's like, all right.
End of episode. Thanks for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Murgieski. The players are Amy Powell as Owen Ballard, Frank Gasparo as Tippin, and Justin Blankenship as Embralar Ardeo. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at soundcloud.com/ARNE-PARROTT. Be sure to subscribe to WelcomeToWarda.com for updates, follow us on Twitter at WelcomeToWarda, and send us your thoughts. We can be reached at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. We love hearing comments, questions about the world, and anything else you might come up with. And if you feel like supporting what we do, you can contribute to patreon.com/whimsyartifice. We'd love to have you join us. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.